This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, indestructibility, all of that stuff. Today, we had an attack at Ohio State. The attack sort of reminded me of things that I've been seeing Palestinians doing in Israel, but we'll get to that in just a second. Ohio is the birthplace of FASTER, which is the program that is near and dear to my heart because of Second Call Defense. But while Sean Maloney is good, he is not one of the FASTER people dedicated to FASTER. So I decided to get somebody dedicated to FASTER to join us this evening. And joining us, well, he's been here before, not with me, but with the guys from the Polite Society podcast, with Walt, Rob, and Paul. But now he's here with me tonight. Joining us from FASTER is Joe Eaton. Good evening, sir.
How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. I want to pick your brain on some of your expertise and everything pertaining to what we saw happen today and at Ohio State. When you saw this attack, when you heard about this attack, I know that Mr. Irvine is trying to dump a bunch of flights because he's a pilot and he's trying to get back to deal with this, and he's left it to you or somebody. Has he left it? Is it you that he's left it to?
Actually, he is coming back. Mainly because we actually have legislation scheduled for hearings both tomorrow and Wednesday here at the Ohio State House on this specific issue of allowing universities the option to opt in to allowing concealed carry on campus. And this was already scheduled. This event at the Ohio State University today kind of pushed up Jim's timeline because, of course, there's going to be a lot of questions a lot of discussion back and forth before we get into the actual hearings on House Bill 48 here in Ohio tomorrow and Wednesday, which we're hoping to get passed through in the next couple of weeks during lame duck session. So, you know, the timing, it is unfortunate that events like this continue to occur, and we can't get the legislature to make any meaningful progress on it.
But for a state to be looking at colleges. Ohio is really quite unique given what you guys have done with the FASTER program, isn't it? Aren't you?
Yeah, it is a little different. You know, the biggest problem that we've got is, you know, our FASTER program can only benefit the K through 12 grades. The current Ohio law does not even allow universities the option of allowing the lawful possession of firearms on their campus should they want to. And that's what we're looking to try and change, is to give the universities the same option that all of our K through 12 schools have had. And over the past 4 years, starting our fifth year now with the FASTER Saves Lives program, you know, we've seen the huge demand from school administrators at the K through 12 level, you know, looking to put every layer of security in place. Universities are coming with us also. And, you know, unfortunately, we have to tell them you can't do this until the law changes. And that's the most bizarre part about Ohio's law. The universities are locked out. They're in a separate class of the way the law is written.
And it's actually, it's like making these university campuses like a carve-out where adults can't utilize their rights.
Exactly. I mean, the current law says that the only way, even with a valid concealed carry license, which, you know, affects a lot of the upperclassmen at these universities throughout the state of Ohio, the only way that they can have their lawfully owned firearm and with their concealed carry license is if it is locked in their car while it's on campus. And there is no other option for the universities to opt out. And the aggravating part is House Bill 48, which we've been working on now. This will be the end of the fourth year we've been working on this. Does not even require that universities allow concealed carry. All it simply does is allow the universities who want to, of which there are dozens and dozens and dozens that have contacted the Faster Saves Lives program, allow them as an option to allow the concealed carry. It does not force anything on the universities that do not want to allow it, simply leaves it up to each individual school, just like the school boards of our K through 12 schools have that same option.
With the, I guess the proper term would be the track record that you guys have set up with Faster, especially, would there be any sort of, I mean, would this be different in where you're just going to allow people with their permits to just carry, or would you actually, is there any way to get in there to make them feel better to say, well, we're going to teach these people this, that, and the other in order to make that work? Is that going to be, are you even going to go down that primrose path?
Looking at the Constitution of both the United States and even more so at the Ohio level, I mean, the Ohio Constitution specifically says that Ohio citizens have the right to own firearms for their self-defense. Even that said, having as much training as possible, having the right tools, having the right skills, especially in a school environment, whether that's K through 12 or university, is of the utmost importance. And, you know, allowing their staff that option if they choose to, I think that's a great way that the FASTER program can help out the universities. We have had college professors and other college administrators come through the program because, again, that gives them not only knowledge that they can go back and say, well, I've heard somebody is doing this, but they can go back and say, here's what they taught me. Here's what I did. Here's what I learned. Here's what I can do now. And, you know, that will set the stage when the law finally changes that the administrators of these college campuses will be able to better understand the issue and make good informed decisions on whether they're going to allow it or not. And that's simply all we're asking to be done. Let the colleges decide for themselves what works best for their students and staff.
That I had not thought about that offering. What about offering some sort of curriculum to them in the schools itself? I mean, would that be something they'd even consider to feel better? I mean, this is all about them feeling good, right?
Oh, you know, and the absurd part of that is, you know, a lot of our universities offer the Ohio Police Officer Training Academy the certifications that are required to be a police officer here in Ohio. They are teaching these type of courses but cannot even allow concealed carry by their instructors who are teaching the future police officers here in Ohio. You know, we have several colleges here in Ohio which have been, you know, done national studies on, you know, police violence, on how police stay alive in these situations, on the way that they react to these lethal force situations. They're doing this type of study and investigation, but yet they still don't have the option of allowing their staff the same protection that we're teaching to the students who will become police officers. And that's where the change needs to make. The unfortunate thing about the event that happened at The Ohio State University today is they have been one of the most outspoken opponents to changing the law. And, you know, it is a situation where, again, it's not anything that's forced on them, but they still don't want to have to act like grown-ups and make the decision for themselves. They're wanting to rely on the legislature and the state law to automatically prohibit the firearms there so that they don't have to make an intelligent, educated decision. I think that's the most absurd thing. We have college and universities and these institutes of higher learning where we're teaching the young men and women in Ohio to think, to act, to investigate, to understand, and yet the university administrators do not even want to make the effort to make informed decisions themselves. They want to have somebody else make it for them.
We'll be right back. My guest is Joe Beaton. This is Lock and Load.
an edge. Eliminating the pulse. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Samet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
To you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. from. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Quality, modularity, and a class. The class of warranties in the industry. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Joe Eaton of the Faster program. When you saw this attack, the way they described this attack, do you remember seeing these kind of attacks over the summer in Israel?
Yeah, and you know, that brings up a good point. I mean, unfortunately, it's the same thing over and over, and what we've been trying and what we have been successfully teaching through to school administrators and teachers here in Ohio is, you know, a lot of these attacks, they spend a lot of time planning those out. Even the ones where it is a young kid in the school, they spend months and months and are diligent in their planning and preparation. And from what I understand from this one, it sounds like this is the exact same thing. This was not just a, quote, crime of passion. This was a planned out attack on these innocent kids at the university. So we owe it to the people at these schools to have that same ability to plan ahead and to get ready and to prepare. And if the event happens at their school, be ready with any tool and any training that they want to get for themselves so they have an option or the ability to go home at the end of the night. That's the key. If these criminals or terrorists or whatever this ends up being are able to spend the time and effort planning, our young men and women at these universities and the staff at our schools throughout the United States should be able to have the ability to plan this out so that they have a plan when it happens to them. You know.
Yeah, the one thing that's striking me, though, is that right now in the universities we have, in a lot of them, I don't know about Ohio State, but in a lot of them we have this anti-Trump thing going on. So everybody's retreating to safe spaces and looking for the non-microaggressions and everything. In Israel, when these attacks were happening, one of the reasons they do these types of attacks is because cars are commonplace. They're not out of place riding around on a street or, you know, a street on a, for example, in a college university. And when they come up on a target-rich environment, they slam into it. I can't tell you how many videos I've watched of bus stops, groups of people being plowed into, then the guy pops out and he stabs until somebody shoots him. Which is exactly what happened in Ohio State. So, and I guess the point I'm making here is, you know, when I was watching 9/11 when it happened live in 2001, and you know, I saw that hole, the first hole, and then I saw the second plane coming in live, and I was like, okay, so much for this being accidental. So,
yeah,
are like at Ohio State, are they like taking that cue and saying maybe we need to be on the lookout for who's coming on campus and stuff like that?
Well, we hope so. And, you know, it brings to the second point is we still don't know exactly what occurred today. Even hours and hours later, there is still so much uncertainty and bad information out there. You know, there was a report of one professor, and it was even alluded to in the press conference that they had that, you know, the gathering of these students outside of the building was intentional. There was an alarm or a gas leak of some type identified or called in at this building that the kids were in. And so, you know, it could have even started before that. It could have been a ruse to simply get as many people out as possible out of the building in one location where they could do as much devastation as they could. You know, having the ability to drive a car down the street next to a crowd of people, as we saw in France, it is very easy to turn that into a mass killing situation. We're yep. very lucky here at Ohio State that wasn't the case.
Yeah, I'm see, for me, I'm looking at this attack, and I postulated this about a week ago. All these kids thinking they're in safe spaces, they're really setting themselves up, aren't they? I mean, these guys are paying attention to the news. These terrorists, they're looking for these weapons, these targets of opportunity, and they know that these kids are doing this, and it's almost sort of trendy. And they're, you know, I guess if you know, I'm not advocating this, I really am not, but I mean, what happens if we see the same kind of attack somewhere else in the United States?
Well, you know, and it just empowers them. One of the most aggravating things that occurred at Virginia Tech was, you know, we see this too often, is these were young men and women in the prime of their lives, as physically fit and as mentally alert as they're likely ever going to be. And we still had trained our youth, even to the college level, that you can't fight back, that you have to sit there. And they sat and waited in their deaths so somebody could walk up and down the aisles and actually murder them. That's where, as a society, we have made a huge mistake. We've taught these kids that there is no place at all in society for violence, and that's absurd. Somebody is murdering innocent people in the area you're around or trying to murder you. Violence is not only an acceptable solution, it is the only solution to stop that type of killing. And again, seeing all of this nonsense with these safe zones and these cry rooms and the canceling of the classes because they didn't like the way elections turned out or this or that, I think really emboldens and, again, adds to that safety level that these terrorists and criminals know exist already in these school environments. And it's just aggravating the situation. They're cowards. They're looking for an easy fight, and we're advertising that these are some of the easiest fights in the United States.
Yeah, look here. I mean, why don't they just say, well, you know what? I'm not going to say that. We shouldn't say that about the children, should we, Joe? We got about a minute and a half, right? I know. Give out some information on FASTER, because, like, in my state, I'm trying to get a hold of a few politicians that are thinking about arming the teachers in South Carolina to get in touch with you guys, because I know you guys have a successful template. If somebody wanted to find more information on FASTER and, talk to the principals involved, how would they get a hold of FASTER? Where do people go?
You know, our website at fastersaveslives.org is the main source of information. They can email us on there. We've got white papers. We've got other information available. We will gladly talk to anybody. We've traveled to several other states to work with state legislatures and schools there. And, you know, we'll continue to get the right people lined up to make this as easy as possible. South Carolina, after the tragic events they just had, are looking to move in the right direction, and we're more than happy to help anybody out who is needing information or wants to use this template we have.
Has South Carolina contacted you?
At this point, we have not had any direct contact, no.
I'm working on that.
Well, good.
I'm working on
we're Ohio-based, so we'll take anybody.
There you go. I'm working on any angle to actually meet Maloney in the flesh. I haven't done that yet, so. We're coming up on the next break. My guest is Joe Eaton of the FASTER program. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, industry, and modularity. I mean, I can't give that enough props, how modular these things are. You can put them together so many different ways. Check them out. Find out for yourself, tacticalholsters.com. Talking to Joe Eaton from the from Faster out of Ohio, part of the Buckeye Firearms Association, or how would you describe Faster? Is it sort of a standalone, or how would you describe what that is? Is it?
Yeah, actually, it is the Buckeye Firearms Foundation. It's a 501c3 nonprofit educational charity. It is kind of a sister organization to the Buckeye Firearms Association. You know, IRS laws and campaign finance laws and all of that make us have separate organizations. So the Buckeye Firearms Foundation was established in 2008. We did a lot of youth firearm safety training, youth events, sponsoring young shooters at national events. We sued the city of Cleveland every couple of years when they would be stupid and enact unconstitutional laws. And then right after Sandy Hook, the Faster Saves Lives program came about. So it has been totally funded by the Buckeye Firearms Foundation up to this point, and it is just one of the programs which our nonprofit charity funds and runs here in the state of Ohio.
You know, one of the things that I think about, because I've seen some statistics out there, with mass shooters, 60% of the mass shooters who are stopped before the cops get there are stopped by unarmed people.
Yep.
Why is it that we're training all of these people
to run, hide, and then fight.
You know, that's the safe thing, and that's where the attitudes are slowly changing. You know, anytime you mention having firearms in schools, you know, it's human nature. The one person you would never want to be a part of this program is the first person that comes to mind. But you look at every one of these events that happens inside the schools, there are a certain number of people who, no matter what, if they hear gunshots in that school, they're running to the sound of the gunfire, and they're going to stand between these murderers and these innocent people that are being murdered. And right now, unfortunately, they don't have any option except for to become a victim also. They're going there anyway as a society, a community. We owe it to them and their families to say, show up prepared, go home at night, and hug your kids like you do every other night. And that's slowly changing. The schools are getting this. They know who these people are. They're identifying them here in Ohio and actually eight other states. You'd mentioned South Carolina. We've had school staff travel from as far as Oklahoma and Colorado to come in and take this Faster Saves Lives training here in Ohio. And, you know, we are looking to expand it to other states as soon as, you know, we can establish some more funding. And that's the unfortunate thing is we already last year had to turn down 50 staff that we had scheduled to take the classes simply because of the funding issues. But they know these people are in every school. They want to give them the ability to have the tools and training they need and make a difference should it happen at their school.
Well, I mean, I guess you say that's a safe thing. Now, when you, are you saying it's, once again, is this something that politicians pass because, or is this isn't even a law, is it? This is some DHS directive, isn't it?
Well, you know, in Ohio, on your regular K-12 campuses, the local boards of education have total control over who can have a firearm on the campus. They can, or on the school grounds. They can authorize anybody. It doesn't have to be school staff. It can be a parent. It can be a neighbor. It can be anybody. The unfortunate thing is as part of our concealed carry law, which we passed back in 2004, colleges and universities in the state of Ohio were specifically prohibited from allowing concealed carry on the college campuses. And that's where we're at now. Ohio law could very simply change it. If you have listeners here from Ohio, we encourage them to call Senator Coley in the morning. We're having proponent testimony tomorrow. They're having proponent and opponent testimony on Wednesday, and we need to get this House Bill 48 voted out of the Senate. That would allow them to make the choice, and that's all we're looking for.
Well, given with the schools that have gone through the FASTER program, which nowadays you look at these elementary schools, they're just about the size of some colleges. With the schools that you've trained that have these people in place, these individuals that have been trained and armed and they're in school and everything else, how many schools in Ohio have had any sort of shootings going on that are FASTER program schools?
Well, you know, we've had several events which have not happened in Ohio, which is the absolute best case scenarios. It was just over a year ago here in Ohio, we had one of our FASTER staff who actually had to draw their firearm and hold a young man with a firearm at gunpoint for 25 minutes until the police finally showed up. But, you know, everybody wants to hear these stories and anecdotes, and that is the best you could ever hope for. The school staff member gets to go home at the end of the night. Nobody was injured. Nobody was killed. And this young man can get the help that he needs to get his life back on track. That's the success that we're seeing out of this FASTER Saves Lives program already. And we've only been doing this for 4 years right now.
So, in other words, you're telling me the one incident where this actually happened in a FASTER school, you guys trained the teacher so well that he knew that he didn't have to shoot and kill this individual.
That's exactly right. That's the way it worked out. You know, it wasn't our program. Our program gets them started. This staff is so dedicated to this. They continue this type of training. In fact, he tells his story. It was actually an off-site visit where he went to the home to talk to a troubled youth that was there. He said, I just watched the officer, Kyle Dinkeller, I believe it was out of Georgia, a police officer who was shot with a rifle during a traffic stop. And he said, I had watched that video just a couple of weeks ago, said when this young man went over and opened the side door on the minivan. He said, my goodness, I saw that video, and he said he's going to come out of that van with a gun. And sure enough, he reached in for a rifle inside the gun. The school staff was prepared, had his firearm out, and he said when the young man turned around and saw my gun pointed at him, the look on his face told me he knew he'd made the worst decision he would ever make in his life. The young man immediately dropped the firearm, got on the ground, said, you know, please don't kill me. I don't want to die. And the unfortunate thing is the school staff had to stand there for, it was 23 minutes until the police officers could show up and take control of the situation. But that's what we're looking for. Those type of decision making, these people make the right decisions. They have the tools, they have the training, and they're saving lives already.
Yeah. And we're coming up on the break, but I mean, to me, this would be a no brainer with what you're able to just take into play and throw out there. And I would be going to the state for funding if it comes to the colleges, to be honest with you, if it was me. But, you know, it's all beside the point. People want to find out more about the FASTER program. Where do they go?
FASTERSavesLives.org is our main website, or the Buckeye Firearms Association is the Buckeye Firearms main website.
You know, in Enter the Dragon, Bruce Lee was a proponent of the art of fighting without fighting, which it sounds like your guy was in that one incident. So that's quite the accomplishment to get out there and to have that level of awareness. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yes, it is. Carried one all day today. Two different ways. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. Joined once again by Joe Eaton of Faster Saves Lives. Joe, just I was setting up the show notes for this segment. What is your position with that?
I was given is program director. The Buckeye Firearms Foundation is an all-volunteer organization, so you know we fill in the spots where we can. We give up our time, our vacation days to make this program work, and that's what makes it successful. We know this is the right thing to do, and we know that these people need this type of help, and that's the key. But program director, a guy that does too much work without enough time off, whatever you want to call it. We just get it done and, get ready for the next year.
That's enough of an explanation for me. I was just looking for something, to make it just not.
Sure.
Talking to Joe Eaton, I got to make it seem, floral almost. It's got to be nice and flowery and ornate. Anyway.
I was going to mention, we've been talking about the firearms, and that gets a lot of attention in the Faster Saves Lives program. But, the Ohio State University, and especially the young victim, Jacob Hall, down there in South Carolina, really drive home. A large part of what we do also is give these school staff the trauma medical training that they need to treat these type of injuries. And, the unfortunate reality is that young boy, Jacob Hall down there,
somebody
with a devastating wound.
A cat tourniquet would have made all the difference, wouldn't it?
Without a doubt. And that's something that, you can get into any school anywhere and get them this type of training, even if they're not going to authorize the carry of firearms. We started this year providing the tactical medical training outside of the FASTER program. We did 4 schools here in Ohio, and I'm trying to get the budget for us to do 10 schools next year here in Ohio. But that's where you save lives. And it's not only in these most horrific events. It could be severe sports injuries, weather emergencies, kitchen, lab accidents, bus crashes. You got to start thinking the whole thing through. Stopping the killing is the first thing, but then having the medical training and tools to start saving lives is where this program really works. That way, when the EMTs get there, you hand them live patients instead of handing them dead victims. And that's what these schools need to realize. not replacing the outside help. You're buying them the minutes that they need until the professionals get there.
One of my sponsors is Dark Angel Medical, and if you're familiar with them, that's Kerry Davis. And Kerry emphasizes that if you can stop the bleeding and keep them breathing till they can get to the higher medical, they've got a 90% chance of surviving.
Oh, yes. There is no place in these United States that you are more than 2 hours from a level one trauma facility. And you know, what makes a level one trauma facility a level one? They have people there 24 hours a day, operating rooms set up, ready and waiting for the patients. They're not calling doctors at home saying, get in here and help us. They're there and they're ready. And that's the same thing the FASTER program does for schools. They have staff and teachers there that can stop the killing and then start rendering medical aid. And they're right there every single hour that our kids are there. And that's what makes it work.
Now, I'm just curious about this because this is the ex-military guy in me, you know, worried about logistics and everything. The kits they have, how many people can each kit treat, you know?
Every staff that comes through our training, we give what we call our classroom trauma kit. It's about a $100 trauma kit, contains one of the soft T tourniquets, contains several of the Olay's compression bandages, contains the Fox chest seals, contains other gauze and other items. We call it our classroom kit. It's generally designed for one person to treat two or three injured people. You know, right. If they've got the exact right injuries, it'll do eight or nine injuries. But that's what we call our classroom kit. And our foundation gives one of those to everyone who comes through. It's a $100 kit, and that's they take back to their schools.
Is there any field? We call this in the military. We call this field expedient. But like when I was in the military.
Yep.
We didn't have chest seals in the 80s. We didn't have these nice – the chest seals they have now, I mean, it's almost – for looking at what they have to work with now, it's almost luxurious. Back in the 80s, if somebody had a sucking chest wound, I would have had to have polled everybody, who's got an unopened pack of cigarettes so I could get their cellophane off the pack of cigarettes for that.
But, I mean, and that's something we're aware of that, and we know schools don't have unlimited budgets. That's why we give them one professional kit. But part of our training tells them how to improvise this type of stuff. Go to their local fire departments. Fire departments are going around changing out expired AED pads all the time. They have boxes and boxes of these. The thing that expires on the pads is the electrolyte that lets the electricity flow through it. The glue and the sealing ability is still there.
Yep.
Get a bunch of AED pads, throw in a kit. Get some duct tape as a last resort, throw in a kit.
Yep.
Those will work fine for chest seals.
Well, I mean,
we show them the same thing of improvising tourniquets.
In Vietnam, the way they would isolate, you know, if they had a really bad injury due to a shot, taking a bone or something out, they kept rolls of chicken wire for that just to form it around as it was and keep it from moving. So, I mean, you can go to a hardware store and make a field medical kit, can't you?
And that's just it. The key part of the program, the skills and stuff are good, but empowering your school staff that they don't have to wait on outside help, that's the key to making your school safer. And we don't see this any other place. I mean, if somebody falls in a pool and drowns, we don't dial 911 and wait on outside help. We jump in the pool, we pull the kid out, we start saving their lives while we're waiting on the professionals to get there. Same thing with fires. We have fire extinguishers every 90 feet in the school. If there's a fire, you get a fire extinguisher, you start putting it out, you start saving lives while the professionals are still on their way there. That's the same thing the Faster Saves Lives program is giving them the confidence and the ability to do themselves.
One of these days, I'm going to coordinate with Maloney, and I'm going to come up there and take the Faster class.
You're more than welcome. We'll be putting out our schedule for schools June and July. You know, it's going to be a tight year. We've got a lot of staff wanting trained and not enough abilities to train it. So if we can't fit you in the class, we would be more than happy to have you come up and audit and see exactly what we're doing and talk to this staff and see the love and the dedication that these school people have. And this is not for their kids. This is for our kids. These aren't even their own kids that they're willing to put their lives on the line for. And that's what the awesome thing about working with this school staff is. They're doing this for somebody else's kids.
Well, I've always said, I mean, I remember the way I felt about some of my teachers when I was a young lad. And I remember how I think some of them felt about us. And I know that in that first moment, there's nobody going to take as much proprietary care of somebody else's kids than their teacher. I mean, some of these guys have maternal, paternal feelings towards their children that are their students. So I can't think of anybody more ferocious to protect these kids than a teacher, unless, of course, it's the parent themselves. So I see the wisdom in the program. It's probably a good idea that I don't actually take it with the teachers, because I probably corrupt them quite badly. I'd be out there. All right. When do I start sneaking out the cover fire? How do I suppress in the hallway? How do I suppress? You know, I'd be doing all of that combat stuff that I remembered from that movie Platoon. Anyway, I want to thank you for joining me on such short notice and all this other stuff. And I'll be keeping tabs to see how you guys go with this. I hope you guys are very successful. Somebody's got to lead the way. It may as well be Ohio. You guys have already stepped out there and done all the work. I commend you for it.
We've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of man years of experience doing this now with the teachers that have been caring. We've trained over 650 of them in the past 4 years. They have year upon years upon years of experience caring in the schools here in Ohio. The program works. That's for certain.
One more time, if people want to find out about it, tell them where to go.
They can go to FasterSavesLives.org, follow us or like us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter.
I'm going to be in touch with you. You want this audio to stick on your Facebook page or something?
That would be perfect. We're glad to help you out anytime.
Both mutual. Let's scratch each other's back. Thank you for joining me once again. We got hour number three coming up. Everybody stay tuned. Without a doubt, you are listening to Lock and Load. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.